Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim Allen joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tim, we'll talk a little Yu Darvish. Also, there's a new episode of the Tim and Tausch podcast.
Yeah. Where
I'm going to play back a portion of that before we're done talking to you. They did their podcast in Vegas around town.
Okay.
And it's very funny.
Is the podcast taking off, Tim?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. I really don't know. I know that it gives you an inside peek at the machination of what us knuckleheads do. That much I do know. So we took that recorder out on a one-night binge in Vegas. So you get on the way to dinner, you get after dinner, you get inside the cab rides, you get inside the casinos, you get inside the bathroom at the D. So you get a little journey, a one-night journey in Vegas with Billy and I.
All right, Tim, what was your initial reaction Saturday afternoon when you heard that Darvish signed with the Cubs?
Not surprised. Not surprised at all. I think he held on for as long as he could, him and his agent, and I think that's where it was headed from the start. Looking at the Journal Sentinel, there was some speculation, at least by Hodgecourt, that said that maybe that offer wasn't as big as some reports had the Brewers and Darvish hooking up. So, and that's the thing. I've always questioned these anonymous sources and things like that. And, people speculate as to whether it'd be a good fit, and then all of a sudden it snowballs to the Brewers are after Greinke. And then those things, you got to just lay low a little bit.
Can the Brewers right now, without making a move in the rotation, are they good enough to win the Central?
I think so. I think they're maybe a piece away. I heard you guys talking about that, Bart, and I heard, you say that, maybe a pitcher. I'm really interested, guys, if you take a look at the bullpen, and I know they brought in Boone Logan and J.J. Hoover and Frieri, and obviously Albers is probably a lock in that bullpen, but you also have Jefferson there, Jacob Barnes is there, Josh Hader's there, Corey Knebel's there. That's going to be Brent Suter's out there, unless he takes one of those rotation spots. Their bullpen, I think maybe still one arm short. People talk about the rotation. I still think maybe a bullpen arm is in the cards here.
Boy, they got so many guys in that bullpen. How many more guys do they need, Timmy?
A legit guy that if Knebel does, I was watching MLB Network last night, the top, I think it was 25 breakout players of 2017, and Knebel was at 16. If he lets up, guys, and it was a wonderful year for Knebel, but, if he lets up, who's the closer on this team?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, could you go to Hader as your closer?
I guess you could, but I think they'd like him in the more versatile role.
Yeah.
That two and a third and on one night, and then 2 days later he gets two big outs against lefties. I think they love him. I love him in that role. I really do, but, maybe one more legit I've closed before and saved 30 kind of guy. That I think could still happen. But there is a lot of competition back there. That's a good thing.
Tim, I've heard you say a couple of times about Knebel failing. Is it because so many guys the Brewers have had close have had great years and then, a couple of years later they're not even with the organization anymore?
Yeah, it's just a volatile situation. You guys know that. There aren't many closers that will span years of high-grade success. There's just not, and that's just the way it's been. The Riveras of the world and the Hoffmans of the world, they're rare, guys. They are, and we've seen it before here, that these guys have a little flash in the pan, a year or two, and then they go down. And that's why Doug Melvin never would, pony up with a long-term deal with closers. It's just too volatile. I got my fingers crossed for Corey Knebel, and I hope he does repeat. He was outstanding. The strikeout streak and the ERA and these saves, and he was just dynamite. He was. And if that's the case, I mean, if he does repeat, that bullpen is in obviously much, much better shape.
Tim Allen, host of the Baseball Postgame Show, Hot Stove Weekly, is coming up. It's Mondays at 6 is when you can catch Tim and Baby Tausch on that program. Always good to get a look at what's going on with the Brewers, a more inside look. Tim, I think with this Yu Darvish thing, I think here's where people's minds are going, okay? I think it's 6 years, $126 million, maybe $150 million with incentives. And Brewers fans are like, ha-ha, that's a lot of money that the Cubs, you know, have to pay. That's what a relief. While that might be true, let's just look at their rotation in the year 2018. Darvish, Quintana, Lester, Hendricks, and Tyler Chatwood. That's the best in the league. That's a really good rotation. And even if they're going to get burned by this contract in 2021, 2022, 2023, I don't think the Cubs care right now. I don't see the Brewers without making a Chris Archer-type move, maybe another one. I just don't see them overcoming the Cubs at this point in the Central.
It's going to be tough, and you're right. That rotation is good. And I think the one guy I point to, you know, people, you know, Brewer fans are saying, let's get that frontline starter. It's got to coincide with Stern's plan. And then that plan is, you know, it's got to be good for now and in the future and to sustain a little bit. And Quintana's the guy. That's the guy I point to. And I always point to Doug Melvin's biggest mistake as general manager of the Brewers, and it was Ken Maka. I still am on record of saying that, and I'll stick with that. That was his, by far, the biggest mistake. So far, Stearns, as good as he's been, his biggest mistake was not going over the top and getting Quintana. And now you've got to face him. He was under team control. It was affordable. It just made a lot of sense. And so unless you replace him with a guy like an Archer that has team control, affordable, young, things like that, that's still going to go down for me as one of the bigger mistakes. If any mistakes at all, that's the one I point to.
Although if you did that move, Tim, could you argue that maybe you might not have had the chips maybe to go after Christian Yelich?
Yeah, maybe. And so what they did was, I firmly believe this, what they did was they said, well, if we can't get the pitchers, we're gonna go out there and beat them with offense. I heard one of your callers saying, what was he saying? Situational baseball and, you know, getting a runner over and getting a run in. I fully agree with him. And I think that will be much improved this year. You know, you look at that Tampa Bay game down, Hader, I think, gave up the walk-off. And the inning, the top half of that inning, Manny Pena had an opportunity to bunt some runners over and get them in. And that's the ABC baseball I think he was referring to. And I think you're going to see a lot of improvement on that. With these two guys in that lineup, along with what you were talking about, Chuck, was if Arcia takes that step forward and you got Braun, if he stays healthy, that offense is going to win games. It will. And we'll see much better baseball offensively.
Especially in the hitter park. I mean, you got to have, you know, some defense out there is pretty good. I think your defense, your outfield defense is as good as it's ever been. But, I mean, I think you got the offense tailor-made for this ballpark.
It is. It is. And Council's the right guy for it. I mean, put pressure on that other team, continual pressure. So if you can't beat them with the pitching, I think they just flipped the script a little bit here. And Stearns went with that offense. And I was a little stunned by it. I'm a big believer in pitching and defense, but you know, sometimes the geography, if you will, dictates, you know, what you can do to seize the moment. And he did that. Now, will they get a pitcher? I mean, that's the thing. Chase Anderson, Chacin, and Zach Davies. That Nelson injury is looming large, guys. It is. I mean, it just is. And now you're gonna lean on a Woodruff. You're gonna lean on maybe a resurgent Giovanni Gallardo in there, and I'm a little leery on that rotation right now. Is it competitive? Yeah, I think Chase Anderson, Zach Davies, these guys are out-getters, no question. But are they what Bart just talked about? That's your competition there. That Cub rotation, are they those guys? No, they're not. You give the nod to the Cubs on the rotation.
I think the Brewers want to win, as we talk to Tim Allen, Hot Stove Weekly, Mondays at 6, baseball postgame show, spring training live, all this stuff coming back up here on The Fan. They want to win, but I don't know if they're all in type yet. I think what the Brewers do have is a couple of arms in their farm system, whether Ortiz is a trade chip, Corbin Burns, everybody's high on, even another year of progression from Brandon Woodruff, that maybe they think they've got the arms, they just need time for those arms. They've got Kane and Yelich now for multiple years, and those guys will still be here when the arms come to fruition.
Yeah, you know, every year there's surprises, and you're just crossing your fingers that, you know, you look across the league and you say, wow, look at this guy. Who is this guy? And all of a sudden you look up and he's got an ERA of 3.1 and he's 10-2 and he's a young dude and he surprised everybody. And hopefully Brandon Woodruff is that guy. Hopefully a Corbin Burns is that guy. They're going to need that surprise, given the fact that, you know, they may not go out and get a pitcher, so then you have what you have. But they really need that surprise, and that's obviously unpredictable. But maybe they do think that we don't. It's tough to say we don't need a guy like that, yeah, because you always do. But maybe they're a little more confident, as you said, Bart, than we are with the youngsters.
And we'll see where both teams are too coming out of spring training as far as the health. You know, there might be a couple of key injuries either way coming out of spring training.
Yeah, and I mean, Brent Suter, there's an interesting guy there. The dude, all he did was do well. I mean, yeah, you know, a little bump here and there, but it's not going to surprise me if he ends up in that rotation at the bottom end. It won't surprise me at all. And maybe that's your surprise. Maybe he is a guy that can at least hold you in games. It's going to be really interesting. When you look at, though, I was looking at this morning at my desk here, and when you look at the competition in spring training, guys, have you noticed there's not a ton. If you look at it, the 25-man, there's really not that many decisions to make. I mean, at the bottom end of the bullpen, at the bottom end of the rotation, yeah, you've got a couple of decisions. But really, for the most part, I would say a good, I don't know, 19, 20, 21, 22 players are already determined on this team. An injury could pop up. You're right, Chuck, that, you know, maybe that's, you know, you got to swivel on that. But there's not that much competition. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. And hopefully they'll insert, you know, pitcher A, whoever that might be, and then it's game on. Because if you do insert pitcher A, now all of a sudden you're just awaiting Jimmy Nelson to get back. And people have wondered, how is he going to pitch once he is back? He'll be fine when he gets back. He'll be fine. He's not going to be Cy Young, but he's going to be fine. There's your acquisition, you know, early to mid-season, and then you could be in motion there. But really, overall, have you guys looked at it? Where's the competition? Maybe the seventh guy in the bullpen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, I think things are looking up. I said this before you came on. I told Bart this. I said, I think Stearns has done as good a job, as better job than anybody has ever in a turnaround and a rebuild of a franchise here in the state. And this is including what Ron Wolf did in Green Bay. Stearns has done it here. Now, okay, he's still got to get the postseason and all that, but man, it's been such a quick turnaround and a good turnaround. In a couple of years, he's put them as one of the best teams in the National League.
He has, and I think that coupled, and believe me, I give him a ton of credit for rebuilding and competing at the same time. But I also look at Craig Counsell, and that fit, that chemistry, that was amazing. And he did warn everybody. He warned us and has been, and we'll talk more about it when we get to Phoenix next week. But he did warn us that this whole running the gauntlet and the chemistry and how they're smiling all over the place, this is a different group of guys. Can they come up with that, you know, shtick, if you will, for a new season here in 2018? That's tremendously important. You know, we're going to be better teammates. We're going to play for each other. We're going to support each other, things like that. that has to happen organically, and you just, again, you cross your fingers that they're going to find something there. But Council, under Stearns, outstanding. He just is. Out-getters and pressure on the other team. I love it.
Lots to promote with you, Tim. I do want to play. This is from the new Tim and Tausch podcast.
Okay.
Tim and Tausch in the Morning. You can find it at 1057fmthefan.com and on our app. They took their podcast to Vegas when Tim and Billy were in Vegas. And this is a sample of what you'll hear on the podcast.
So we're definitely influenced by alcohol.
Right. That's for sure.
A lot of it.
I'm amazed that we were able to. Uber is a great invention.
I think we sound drunk.
That guy
drunk.
Has to make so much money.
Do you think we sound drunk?
Very, very.
Do you?
Herbert was our Uber driver. That guy is a cool dude.
That's a taste of what you'll get on the Tim and Tausch podcast.
Hey, you know, for getting Tausch drunk, a 300-pound guy, that's going to take like an awful, awful amount of alcohol, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a challenge. It's a challenge.
He's you not know, a two-beer and he's out the door, you know, one of those things.
No, not at all. He's a veteran already at 24.
Jesus.
Tim, appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Hot Stove Weekly tonight at 6. What's up?
Real quick, you mentioned Joan Jett at the Admirals game the other day.
Yeah.
And all reports, she sounded great, put on a great show, and the ads do a great job. She's got this song that's Do You Want to Touch Me There?
Okay.
Don't remember it.
You know, from all reports in the crowd, they were saying, no, I don't.
She was looking a little rough, you're saying?
Well, she's a veteran, man.
Jeez, man. All right. Thanks, Tim.
All right,
are you still drunk from Vegas?
Please.
I might be.
We'll talk to you. We'll hear you tonight on Hot Stove Weekly.
See you, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.